First of all, team news ahead of this. How are you looking?
Glenn had an injection last night, and it's allowed him to train this morning. So fingers crossed he won't have any reaction. Liam Palmer, no. Scan has shown he's got a bit of a pelvic problem, so we'll just have to let that settle down. And same with Lewis as well. He's got a medial ligament damage, so he won't be available. So just causing me a little bit of a problem at a right-back situation.
Are we likely to see them before the season ends?
I wouldn't have thought so. No. Liam flared it up on last Monday when we played against Charlton. So it's a problem, a bit of a chronic problem, so we need to let that settle down. And Lewis is probably a 3-4 week job anyway.
So Kieran Lee then, presumably, would it?
Possibly.
We're not trying to pick your team for you, obviously, but he'd be the obvious.
I just cannot believe in the season that we've had where you keep asking me the question, team news, and I keep mentioning it just all seems to be defenders. It used to be them sort of centre-forwards that seem to always be getting injured. Mm. But no, I'll get 11 out there, and what we want to do is put the disappointment behind that we had against Charlton last week.
Because you're now safe, fans say, will he put the kids in? Will he give some of the exciting youngsters here in the 11? Is that in your thoughts?
Yeah, of course it is. But we all want to see kids in. We all want to see kids that come through the system. First and foremost, the kids have got to be good enough to step up into the first team. But also, you've got to be wary of, is it the right game for them? Is it the right opportunity for them? Is it the right thing for their career? The last thing I want to do is put the pressure on the kids. More, like I've said before, the more homegrown talent that we can get in the team, as we've seen with Liam and Caelan Lavery, be great for Sheffield Wednesday. But be on end all, is the last thing I want to do is destroy their confidence. They've got to come in, hit the ground running. Whether they'll get a little taste, one or two of them, you'll just have to wait and see.
Everybody seems to be talking about this lad Jack Stobbs. Tell us about him. Is he the kind of the next one potentially to come through as you see it?
Well, again, you've just asked me a question there where I'm going to probably put the pressure on Jack Stobbs. But what I see in Jack Stobbs is not the typical type of academy football that comes through. Jack Stobbs is one of these players that runs at defenders in 1v1 situations. And he's got a great, great habit of putting the ball in between the posts for somebody to go and score with a header or go and score with a foot finish. But last thing I can say is the jump up from playing under 18s then playing under 21s and playing in the first team is a huge jump. But what I don't want is put all that expectation on the boy. But he is one for the future.
You're excited by him from what you said there. It sounds like he's got a lot of promise.
I do get excited because I just look at the, don't get me wrong, and at the end of the day, academy football is about pass and playing square and backwards and keeping possession of the ball. But I know the fans and I know what I want is I want players that can take players on, because the art of scoring goals has never changed. You've got to get the ball. 90% of the goals are scored between the posts. If I've got somebody who can do it consistently, doing it week in, week out, we've got a gem. But like I said, I don't want to put that pressure on him.
Is there anybody else that's catching your eye?
We've got a young boy called Frank Betterer, the centre forward again, who's that we think highly of, who's come on leaps and bounds. And then really, like I say, I don't want to put the pressure on the kids. If they're good enough, they will get a chance.
Yeah. Sam Hutchinson, there was a report this week down south saying that you've offered him a deal. Is that right?
Nobody's been offered a deal yet. Yeah, no. But Sam, bless him.
bless him
as in he seems to take one step forward and two back, because the two back at the moment, he's suspended for the next two games. I thought he was unlucky against Bournemouth to get his, I think he's had two challenges and ended up getting two yellow cards. Nothing's been said or finalised, no.
Would you like him back?
I think he's give the club and the team a huge lift with his enthusiasm, his desire, his work ethic and his quality and his ability on the ball. Sam can probably play. Came in, I had to bring another one in when we lost Semi. I think it was unusual for him to play that deep line sort of midfield role, screening the back two, but I think he's done it well. His reading of the game is excellent. But I think Sam classes himself as so I could so much do with him this weekend, because because he can either play centre half or play right back. But so he can wear a few hats. He can wear a few hats for the team. But we'll have him back for the Ipswich game, and then, like I say, things will be sorted out then.
Do you feel, though, with a full pre-season under his belt, he could be a real key player for you next season? Because I guess that's probably the one thing, and he's admitted it, that fitness has been a problem for him for various reasons.
It's like any player, if you don't get that pre-season and you're always playing catch-up, I think Hattie has probably found it difficult when he first came in, the pace, the tempo. But one thing, again, what I'll say about Hattie is that he is now probably 40 games better off experience-wise. He knows what the centre-halves that he's playing up against. The only thing that Hattie probably won't know, because Hattie's a student of the game, he'll have watched the Premier League, so he knows what the teams that are coming down, what he'll be facing next season. If anything, he probably doesn't know what's coming up from League One. But his knowledge on all the teams in the Championship be a lot better. So I'm looking forward to working with Hattie in pre-season as well, and, to be fair, battering him really and getting him as fit as possible.
Kirkland, we had him on the show last night. He said that, you know, talks have kind of started about a new deal. He's smirking. Am I going to get the same response? Presumably not, because he has admitted that you're talking. Are you close?
Well, it's an area that I just think, well, Chris has been a bit unfortunate because Chris needed... we had Stephen Bywater here last season, and Stephen decided to move on. But I think Chris needs pushing. Chris needs pushing where he's got that competition. I'm delighted with his attitude, his application. But one thing that we do know is that you've got to perform week in, week out. Chris might be a little bit disappointed the way he's performed in recent weeks with the goals that go. At this moment in time, we seem to be a team that needs to score four goals to win a game of football. The goals that we've shipped in, we're all responsible. Like I say, we defend with 11 and we attack with 11. Your forwards are the first point of call for defending, and your back four keeper are your first point of call for your attacking wise. But no, it's a case of just saying. I would imagine Chris will have several other options. It was just marking a marker with him just to see if he would be interested and keen. And I think he's keen to stay at the football club. And then obviously that will be down to his contract with his agent and the club agreeing.
Oh, he's definitely keen, which must be news to your ears.
Well, that's good. That's pleasing to know. He's not told me that he's definitely keen. Obviously, you've asked him the question, he's given the answer. So that's good news that he wants to stay. But it's like anything. We all want him to stay, but it'll be down to his length of his contract and monies, really.
There was a rumour about Reader this week that he might have had his contract cancelled.
Yeah,
somebody
said that to me when I turned up to the game at Charlton. And I said, well, that's funny, because I've just seen him running around the training ground. No, so his contract's not been cancelled at all.
No. Any plans to then?
What, cancel it? No, at the end of the day, he's contracted to Sheffield Wednesday. I think his contract expires on probably July 31st or something like that. No, I haven't sat down with any players. So people at this stage of the season, they're going to link us with players. Players are going to link themselves with this football club, because it's a fantastic football club. Agents are going to link their players. It's that time of the year when the rumours start. But if you want a question asked or answered, ask me and I'll give you the honest answer.
Yeah. So when will you do it then? Will it be literally as the season finishes, you bring the players in and tell them, or talk to them and tell them what you want to do?
Yeah, like we're mathematically safe. I haven't even sat down with the chairman yet. I don't even know what sort of budget I've got for next season. So I need to sit down with him, and then I'll be a lot more clear in my own mind that what route we can go down.
Is there a feeling that you need to change much here? I mean, we're not going to see a whole raft of players coming in, are we? Because we've seen, and I think you'll agree, there's not a lot wrong, is there? A few tweaks here and there, maybe. You might disagree, but it looks that way.
At the end of the day, you've got players that are under contract anyway, so I think we've got probably about 14 players that are still under contract. But you're going to need a squad of players. You can't perform week in, week out with just 14. So we've got to address the situation. And more so as well is that I like that competition for places where maybe got two players for each position, because as I mentioned earlier, Kirky needed a Stephen Bywater to get the best out of him. His form dipped when Stephen left. Suddenly we bring Emmy back in and his form went up again. So you want that. Competition is healthy, and that's what I need at this football club.
I'm sorry to keep throwing individual names at you, but you bring Kirkland up and you talk about competition, and you mention Martinez, who's with you from Arsenal. Any future plans for him at this point?
Well, he's Arsenal's player. The thing with Arsenal is you don't know what route they're going to go down. There's rumours that maybe one or two of their keepers might be leaving. So I know Arsenal have been at every game that Emi played at. That's what tends to happen when you get loan players. Their clubs come and watch them. I think they've been delighted with the way we've treated him, delighted the way he's performed. Now, I'd love to maybe say that Emi would be probably back here next season, but he's Arsenal's player. It'll be down to their decision.
And just looking at other matters as well at the moment, in terms of how you move forward from here, because you've conceded a lot of goals recently. Mm-hmm. Fair dues, you scored a lot too. Mm. That's an area that you need to obviously tighten up on, isn't it?
Well, when you think, when I first got the job, I think we'd had 18 games and we hadn't had a clean sheet then. And the first thing that I decided to do was become a bit more solid. Whether it was boring or whatever, I don't know, but we stopped leaking goals in, but we're winning games. For some strange reason, every mistake that we're making at the moment, whether it be self-inflicted or decision-making, we're getting punished for it. And like I said, we seem to need to score 4 goals to win a game of football. It's something that we've been addressing on the training ground. I don't enjoy seeing the goal going in my net. I look at last Monday against Charlton, we're 2-0 up. I think Kieran Lee has a chance to make it 3-0. And we end up losing the game 3-2 with 3 errors that were just basic errors, disappointing decisions by people on the ball that's cost us. So we need to cut them out. What we can't do is we can't keep gifting teams goals. We've done it again at Bournemouth where we were not marking tight enough at a set play. We've done it against Blackburn. We've done it far too regular at this moment in time. So that we need to stop that because like I said earlier, I'm a bit tongue in cheek. Where I say we need 4 goals to win a game, but that's the way it is at the moment.
Why does that happen suddenly?
Whether it's fatigue, decision making, put under pressure. End of day, possession's only an advantage if you keep possession. If you keep losing possession as well, you are going to put yourself under. And I know, and you know, over the course of the season, we keep saying things balance ourselves out. We might got away with a mistake early on the season, or halfway through the season, or two thirds through the season. Whereas now every mistake we seem to be making, we're getting punished.
Bolton at home, it's your last home game. What do you want to see?
Well, this time last year when it was our last home game, we weren't still mathematically safe. I think it was at Middlesbrough, we played Steve. I remember Stevie Howden now going through and lashing one in. So it was down to the last game. So we haven't got that pressure on us, but the only pressure I put on myself and the players is one, a performance, and two is the result. I want to finish on a high. I want to win the game. I don't want to concede goals. But the most important thing is putting on a show for our fans that have supported us through thick and thin this season, through difficult times, and hopefully they've seen some good times as well. So we've had some good performances at Hillsborough. I want to get back to the good performances.
And I guess that's important, isn't it, that the fans go away with a good impression. It's important that you leave a good lasting impression on those that perhaps won't go to Ipswich the following week.
Well, in an ideal world, I've got so many injuries that I would like to think they were turning out, and then suddenly the boys that probably have got the opportunity at this moment is for them to finish on a high with a good performance, and they're playing for the futures. A lot of them are playing for the futures as well.
Mm. And Bolton is a test.
I went to the game the other night against Leicester. Leicester played very well. Bolton played they played like a 3-5-2. A young boy that we had here, Aidan White, made his debut. So he only played 45 minutes. He couldn't really get in the game. I would imagine Bolton would probably be looking with the budget they have and the quality of the squad they have. They would probably feel as though they've underachieved this season. They've got some big name players, and but again, it's our patch. I want to put on a performance, and I'm more concerned what we do than what Bolton do.